Not My Markets was written in an editorial in the Wall Street Journal a couple years ago. It was called Lessons of the Brain Damaged Investor. And in this editorial, they explain why people with slight brain damage do better as investors than people with normal brain functionality. Why? Because the slightly brain-damaged person has no empathy. And that's the key. If you don't have any empathy, you do well as an investor. And so Wall Street breeds people who have no empathy to go in there and to make decisions and make trades that they have no compunction about and no thought whatsoever as to what they're doing might affect their fellow human beings. So they breed these robots. These people have no soul. And since they don't even want to pay these people anymore, they're now breeding real robots, real algorithmic traders. Goldman Sachs is a high-frequency trading company. They put a computer next to the exchange, the New York Stock Exchange. This computer, this co-located computer, as they call it, it front-runs all the trades on the exchange and hits the exchange with volumes of orders in ways that scalp pennies and nickels away from the exchange. It just sticks like they're siphoning money all day long. They went one quarter last year, 30 or 60 straight days without a single down day, made millions of dollars every single day. Is that because, that's statistically impossible. When I work on Wall Street, the way it works is everyone kicks upstairs the bribe. The brokers bribe to the office manager, the office manager bribes to the regional sales manager, the regional sales manager bribes to the national sales manager. It's a common understanding. At Christmas, who gets the biggest bonus at Christmas? In an average brokerage office, the compliance officer. The compliance officer sits there all day long. He's supposed to be making sure you don't violate the margin rules. To the extent that you can bribe the compliance officer, yeah, that's right, you are complying with the law. So how does fraud has become a system? It's no longer a byproduct. It is. It's like an old Woody Allen thing. It says, doctor, my brother thinks he's a chicken. Doctor says, take a pill, and that should cure the problem. And he says, no, doctor, you don't understand. We need the eggs. Okay? So, the trading of fraudulent claims back and forth between banks to generate fees, to generate bonuses, has become the GDP-producing growth engine of the United States. Even though they're essentially trading fraudulent claims, that there's absolutely no hope of ever paying back. They're processing and generating and re-securitizing nothing. If I write $20 billion on a top 10 list, and I sell to J.P. Morgan, while J.P. Morgan writes $20 billion on a cocktail napkin, and we swap those two cocktail napkins at a bar, and we keep pay ourselves a quarter of 1% fee, make a lot of money for our Christmas party. We each have on our books a $20 billion cocktail, which has no real value. Until such time as the system is no longer able to absorb bogus cocktail napkins, in which case we go to the government.